Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fastabaya, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 23rd of March, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. The biggest jump of COVID-19 cases to date in the last 24 hours. A somber message from the Treasury Minister this morning, and on Manx Radio, the 23-year-old who's tested positive, saying, "Be smart." The meat plant is increasing its output from today. Another iconic event falls victim to. The parish walk is cancelled. Richard Branson's putting his hand into his pocket to help his businesses too as well.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines, Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. The number of coronavirus cases in the Isle of Man has jumped by 8 since yesterday and now stands at 13. The Department of Health and Social Care says all of them have been instructed to self-isolate and have not required treatment at the hospital. With testing, results for 186 have come back. The DHSC is waiting on results for 218 more, and another 42 have been sent today. A 23-year-old Manx resident who's tested positive for coronavirus is calling on the public to be smart and listen to government advice. Louisa Bowker, who's been self-isolating with her partner since Wednesday, says she feels fine but is urging people, even with faint symptoms, to treat them seriously. And the Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon, has revealed a raft of measures to keep the Manx economy afloat during the coronavirus pandemic, including £100 million from government reserves. In international news, a further 46 people in England have died after being diagnosed with coronavirus, bringing the total to 303. Scotland and Wales have also reported another 4 deaths each, taking the totals to 14 and 16 respectively. The Excel Centre in London could be turned into a giant field hospital to fight the coronavirus outbreak. A team of military planners from the Ministry of Defence have been examining the venue to see if it could be used by the NHS. And finally, the Royal College of Nursing has written to the UK Prime Minister demanding that NHS workers get access to masks and gloves to protect them. 50 military personnel have begun helping the NHS with the distribution and delivery of personal protective equipment. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with a full roundup of the news at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance by phone, video call, email, or on a controlled visit for all legal services. Let us assist you remotely, quickly, and efficiently. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Ramayad, thank you, Lewis. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning in the North Irish Sea at the moment. On the Isle of Man tonight, this evening, and tonight, dry and clear, and then cloudy later on towards dawn with a moderate to fresh south-southwest wind. The overnight minimum 4 Celsius. Jemert, Tuesday, we're looking at dry and cloudy at first. Sunny spells later on, a fresh to strong south-southwest wind. Daytime maximum 9 degrees, down to 7 through the night. And Jacrain, Wednesday, dry with sunny intervals and cloudier later in the day and overnight as the moderate to fresh southerly wind falls light. Overnight low is 10 Celsius. Low water is about now, actually in 6 minutes' time, at 20 to 6. Sunset 21 minutes to 7 tonight. High water 27 minutes to midnight. Low water overnight is 20 to 6. And sunrise 9 minutes past 6.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
The Isle of Man has seen its biggest jump in coronavirus cases so far in the last 24 hours. The Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, MHK, had the following update at this afternoon's briefing.
In relation to testing, we now have 13 confirmed cases. In relation to all of those cases, they are all self-isolating with what would be described as being mild cases. None of them are being treated at Nobles or require hospital treatment. Just to give you some more detail, in total we've had 186 tests back now, and we're awaiting results from a further 218 tests, and we've got another 42 tests being sent away today. Test results are still on average taking about 72 hours to come back. And again, I'd like to emphasise the message that Greg has just put out there, that people should not be chasing the test results. We will be in touch with people when those test results come back. I need to say as well that this is in line with what we expected from the very beginning. And what it does is it shows that the community testing is working. We're being able to identify cases out there in the community and break the chain of infection via back tracing. But again, it reinforces the message that we keep putting out there, that people need to respect the rules around self-isolation and social distancing. It is only by doing that that we will actually manage to tackle this virus and its spread of it on Ireland. So it is absolutely crucial, and I cannot emphasise again enough, that people do not abuse that. They actually follow the rules. They are there for a very, very good reason, to protect all of us in our Ireland community.
To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
24 minutes to six. Hope for something better was sprinkled in a somber message delivered this morning by the Treasury Minister, listing the extra help being offered to Manx businesses to help them emerge on the other side of the coronavirus crisis in one piece. In a statement to the media, Alfred Cannon, MHK, gave details of the support proposed. Here's a summary.
In order to help businesses retain their staff, a wage support package will be provided that will, for up to 12 weeks, provide businesses with a contribution of £280 per week for every full-time equivalent staff member that they are paying. This direct wage support will be available to all sectors, with the exception of specific sectors in technology, financial services and e-gaming, where we consider that the effects of the crisis are not yet being felt so severely. I recognise that businesses do need cash now, and the fastest route to achieving this is through your existing relationship with your bank. I can announce, therefore, we have agreed to work with the Island Banks to create a new loan guarantee scheme. Through this scheme, the government will support and underwrite 80% of new lending to viable businesses with certain criteria applied. As a further measure to help support cash flow, I am providing businesses across the economy with the option of deferring any VAT payments due between now and the end of June 2020. No interest or penalties will apply to deferrals of VAT payments due during this period. I've already announced last week that any business in the affected sectors can currently apply for a £3,000 grant. Today, I am extending this to anyone who is self-employed in the affected sectors and extending the provision to include those employed in the smaller retail industry. In addition, I will extend the scheme to employers in qualifying sectors with only one employee. If we extended this whole range of measures out for 6 months, given the financial position of the government, we would eat into almost effectively £600 million worth of both lack of revenue that's coming in, and with the £100 million per quarter, if you like, of the measures that I've announced. That is significant. We would have to review our strategy at the 8-week point, at the 12-week point, you know, and consider what other measures we could take to help support the economy. Everyone must contribute and engage in what is now a national effort to keep jobs open and businesses alive. So when this darkness turns to sunlight, and it will, this nation and this economy will be ready to bounce back.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 7 minutes past two, and she nosed into Douglas about 15 minutes ago. She'll be spinning around, heading off at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, and then back overnight, 2:15, leaving Heysham, around to Douglas at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Steam Packet's fast craftsman, Annan, laying alongside the Ben in Douglas Harbour at the moment, is due to resume her seasonal service to Liverpool this Friday, March 27th. Her first sailing of 2020 to Dublin is on Saturday, March 28th, and she's due to head for Belfast on April the 8th. At the moment, at Manx Radio, we know that the Steam Packet is reviewing the situation. We'll have an update tomorrow on Manx Radio as to whether the Steam Packet's Fastcraft Mananin schedule will go ahead as planned this Friday for Liverpool and Saturday to Dublin.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio, live from the Isle of Man. A 23-year-old Manx resident who tested positive for coronavirus is calling on the public to be smart and listen to government advice. Louisa Bowker had mild symptoms last week and was tested at the grandstand last Friday before receiving confirmation last night that she had the virus. Mrs. Bowker, who's been self-isolating with a partner since Wednesday, says she feels fine but is urging people, even with faint symptoms, to treat them seriously.
I was very surprised when I found out that I had tested positive, because over the past days when I've been isolating at home, me and my partner have been joking that I had a head cold and, you know, we had to self-isolate because it could have been the coronavirus, and it turns out that actually it was.
With that in mind, you've sort of taken to social media to describe your experience. What advice would you give to people who, like you, may just be experiencing something as mild as a headache? What advice would you give to them, considering what ended up being your situation?
What I'd say is that just listen to what the government is saying. If my work hadn't pushed me to stay home and work from home, I felt well enough to go to work. I felt well enough to go to the shops to do my food shopping. Make sure that if you feel unwell in any way, just stay at home. Stay at home anyway, even if you aren't feeling unwell. But especially if you have any kind of cough, it could just be a cold or not. You don't know that until you've had that test. So make sure you're, you know, preventing the spread to other vulnerable people. And just stay at home and don't socialise.
So you've been self-isolating since Wednesday, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, looking back, now knowing you've got the virus, were there any sort of trips or things you did that you're thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that?
I went to work on Tuesday with the headache, and I did have a headache when I was at work, and then I went to my second job, and it was just the headache. I didn't have a cough, I didn't have a fever, so I thought none of those things are symptoms that we've been told to look out for, so I didn't think anything of it. But just doing those two things, I've come into contact with quite a lot of people. Now I'm thinking, oh, well, as soon as I had that headache, maybe I should have said to work, oh, I should have gone home. Maybe I should have just said to my second job, oh, I'm just not going to come in tonight because I've got a headache and I just don't want to spread anything potentially.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
Sir Richard Branson is putting his hand into his pocket. He's set to invest £213 million into his Virgin Empire to protect jobs. Sir Richard said it's the most significant crisis the world's experienced in his lifetime. He revealed his businesses, spanning travel, leisure and wellness, were in a massive battle to survive. In the UK, the entire English private health sector is set to be enlisted to treat coronavirus patients and ease pressure on the NHS under a new deal. From today, an extra 8,000 hospital beds across England, nearly 1,200 ventilators and almost 20,000 fully qualified staff will be available to help manage the cases and take on work the NHS in England is too overwhelmed to carry out. Under the terms of the agreement announced by the UK government last Saturday, private hospitals will undertake the work at no cost and not make a profit.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower as the coronavirus outbreak continued to weigh on global financial markets. US stocks fell sharply even after the Fed unveiled new measures to keep markets working properly. The dollar dropped after the Fed Reserve took unprecedented steps to backstop a range of debt in an attempt to offset the severe disruptions to the economy caused by coronavirus. Oil fell as governments escalated lockdowns, further curbing the global demand for oil. Gold rose after the US Federal Reserve mounted aggressive new steps to combat the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak. In corporate news, retailer Next, budget airline EasyJet and Carnival were all weaker amid concerns about the impact of coronavirus and the measures being put in place to slow the spread. On the upside, precious metals dealer Fresnillo was the standout gainer as gold prices moved higher after the Fed ramped up monetary stimulus. Royal Dutch Shell was also on the front foot after saying it was cutting capital expenditure, underlying operating costs, and postponing the next phase of its share buyback to save $10 billion in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. At the close, the FTSE 100 in London was down 3.75% at 4,993. In Frankfurt, the DAX down 2% at 8,741. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index down 1.5% at 18,915. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index in New York down 1.5% at 6,771. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 down 1.25% at 2,275. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 14.7 cents and €1 6.7 cents. And the commodities market, gold up 3.5% at $1,551 an ounce, and Brent crude down 5% at $26.06 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
Good evening, it's 14 minutes to 6. This is Update Live on Manx Radio. I'm Andy Wint. As demand for Manx meat rises during the coronavirus outbreak, the meat plant's increasing its output from today. It's expected this week we'll see a record for beef production at the facility. Alamo Meats chairman Tim Baker, MHK, has been speaking to Manx Radio's Ed Oldham.
We're seeing a very high level of demand coming through from our local customers, and I think that's reflecting people getting a message, as indicated by the Treasury Minister when he announced the initial response to COVID-19 about supporting the local economy and local production. And obviously we have to then change our production plans to response to meet that demand. So we've got a big step up in terms of the number of animals, particularly beef animals, coming to the plant this week. And we've also consciously switched product away from the UK market and back into our home on Ireland market, which obviously leaves some of our customers in the UK disappointed, but it's far more important for us to be feeding the island.
Just how much have you had to cut exports then?
Well, we're basically... what happens basically is that whatever product we don't sell on Ireland goes across to the UK. We normally have two or three full wagon loads each week going across, and we've consciously reduced that down by about a quarter at the moment to rebalance back to pick up the extra demand from the island. So typically, about two-thirds of our produce goes across the UK each week. There are some seasonal variations in that, but that's moving much nearer to 50-50 at the moment, and hopefully that will continue to move in favour of on-island sales.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Ed Oldham.
Fast am I. The number of sports and events being hit by coronavirus continues to rise. In addition to today's announcement about this year's parish walk being cancelled, Race the Sun, due to take place in May, has been postponed for at least 3 months. Organiser The Children's Centre says teams already registered can claim a refund if they're unable to participate in the rearranged event, whenever that may end up being. If you need to know any more about the postponements of Race the Sun, email fundraising@thechildrenscentre.org.im. Further afield, the International Olympic Committee is under increasing pressure to postpone Tokyo 2020, with countries withdrawing from the Games. Canada and Australia say they won't compete if the Games go ahead, while the coronavirus pandemic is ongoing. High-profile figures are also criticising the IOC's reluctance to move the event. Chairman of the British Olympic Association, Sir Hugh Robertson, says he can't see it going ahead.
I don't see any way that the British athlete community, or indeed the athlete community anywhere around the world that's affected by coronavirus, can get to Tokyo in the sort of state where it's ready to compete.
And Walsall chairman Lee Pomlett has criticised the reaction from the Professional Footballers Association to the coronavirus crisis. The sport's been postponed until the end of April at the earliest because of the pandemic, leading to financial uncertainty for lower league clubs and players. Pomlett tells Sky Sports News the PFA must do more to provide support.
It may be that I'm just not party to it, but I haven't seen the PFA step up in the way I've seen the EFL step up. The government have stepped up, banks have stepped up, suppliers have stepped up. Actually, as chairman, I've stepped up, but I've been disappointed so far with the PFA response.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
As Ed alluded to, another big part of a normal Manx summer has gone. We had the news this morning that organisers of the Manx Telecom Parish Walk have decided to cancel the event in June. Tim Glover, Manx Radio's news editor, has been talking to the race director, Ray Cox. A sad but inevitable decision.
Yes, indeed. I think given the situation in the UK and around the world and whatever, I think the Parish Walk couldn't possibly be held.
No, it's the biggest community event of its type, isn't it? So it attracts nearly the whole island out.
And, of course, that's the beauty of it. It is a community event where we all come together. And, of course, that's exactly the kind of activity that we can't afford to do in the immediate short term.
What options are open for those that were due to take part?
Right, all entrants are going to be sent an email and they'll be given a link into which they can then decide to carry their entry forward to 2021. The race will be held on the 19th of June in 2021, so the entries could be rolled forward. That's the first option. The second option, we will be offering a full refund, which will happen in the next couple of weeks by cheque to each individual entrant. And then the last option is, if they wish, they can just donate their entry to the Manx Harriers Young Athletes Travel Fund. So these three options are available to all the entrants and will be so till the 30th of April.
I know you have a very hard-working committee and it must have been a really difficult decision, but inevitable decision to come to. I suppose you've got more time now to plan 2021.
Indeed so, yes. And the ironic thing is, we've never been as far forward with our planning for the parish. Lots of things are already in place, lots of signage and this, that and the other. So I'm a victim of my own our own success, whereby we've done quite a lot for this year. But, it's all come to naught. But we knew very early on that we were going to have to cancel. And to be quite honest, it's taken me about a week to speak to all our interested partners and to find out about our refund system, etc., etc. So it's been a few days of hectic work just to organise the cancellation.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
The news from Ronald's Way Airport. How about this? There must be some space at London City. The 5 past 5 London City BA flight left 4 minutes late. How about that? Something special. Everything else is looking on time. The 5 to 6 Edinburgh leaving on time at the 8 o'clock departure EasyJet to Gatwick tonight. Looking absolutely fine. The Millennium Bridge in Douglas is going to be closed tonight between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. for flapgate maintenance. It's going on all this week, or until it's going to be finished. Nighttime closures in Douglas. The Millennium Bridge in Douglas Harbour closed 9 till 6. The Cornet Road in Glenmona is closed from the Ford by Barony Lodge and Port Cornet car park for highway resurfacing by Glenmona. King Edward Road in Cradle has got temporary three-way 24-hour signals for railway works. Also, two-way traffic signals in Port St Mary, Bayview Road there for gas main repairs. Look out also the Curragh Road in St John's. You can't miss it. There's still a big hole there. The Foxdale Road or the Curragh Road, whichever way you want to say it. Roadworks between Ballacrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity site. They say it's going to be finished by the 30th of April. Also ongoing, that Finch Road one-way reversal in Douglas until the end of August. And remember, for your guidance and information, there's a current comprehensive summary of all travel news and issues on the Isle of Man for trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks. And the saga of Lock, Harris Central and Queen's Promenade in Douglas, of course, at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. The Prom's got its own website, by the way, myprom.im.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
In a matter of weeks, life as we know it has changed. To take us through it, John Moss.
These are strange times. Close public contact is banned. Those shops which are still open are awkward places to be in, with tape on the floors and notices everywhere. Even the highest court in the land, Timbald, is having to rearrange its sitting arrangements. But why meet at all, I hear you cry, apart from you know what? What could be so important? Well, one thing at least. Timbald has to approve the emergency powers which were announced last week. They could meet on the hill at St John's. There are four tiers to choose from, but you can never trust the Manx weather. In Douglas, cafes have stacked their seats. One is offering a walk-through takeaway service. You come in one way, collect your caffeine, and then go out at the back. Boots has organised a queue-at-the-door service, with just 15 people allowed in the store at any one time, apart from the staff, of course. Strand Street is like Hadleyville at high noon. People eye each other warily. Gary Cooper is on the lookout, not for Frank Miller, but for COVID-19. A new language is developing. Mitigation tries to reduce the effects of an epidemic. OK, pandemic, and hope a vaccine won't be too long in being developed. There's no evidence yet, incidentally, of having coronavirus gives you immunity. This new virus on the block hasn't been around long enough to find out. Suppression, on the other hand, tries to reduce the R number, the reproduction of secondary cases, to below one, and thereby reduce case numbers. For those suddenly finding themselves with 14 days of purdah at home, the great thing is to avoid what the French foreign legionnaires in desert forts used to call le cafard, to have the cockroach, to be bored out of your mind. Plan now for 2 weeks well used. Write your memoirs, learn the guitar. But before you go on Facebook to show your progress, please tune it. The only plus to come out of this, you may have noticed on the Breakfast TV couch, the female presenters now have every excuse to sit at the far end of the couch from Piers Morgan.
And just a couple of notices in Douglas. The job centre is set to close due to the COVID-19 situation. The Isle of Man Job Centre and Job Clubs made the decision to close until further notice. And also, the council's lifted all parking charges in Chester Street car park with immediate effect from Douglas Borough Council. That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio News Department. We thank you for your attention and for your feedback. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Winton. Update is back Tuesday evening at 5:30. After the news at 6, Agenda with Ewan Gorn, and then 6:30, Greatest Hits with Chris Pearson.